KVNA FM, it's Jules here, and it's my privilege to be speaking with Chrissy Hine of The Pretenders. How you doing today, Chrissy?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, where are you calling in from?
I'm in London.
Okay. I wondered if you were still in London. Now, you were in lockdown in London. How did that go for you?
Yeah, good. I just started doing stuff I can, you know, I took advantage of it, to be honest. It was nice to have no pressure, and it was kind of get off the treadmill, which I didn't think I was on, but I guess I was. Once I got off it, it became pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can relate to that same feeling, the double-edged sword of the isolation, yet also the chance to slow down. So I had read some of your posts where the isolation was maybe getting to you just a little bit. You were pretty lonely, weren't you?
I think the first 2 weeks threw me a little bit, and then I just got into it. But I think everyone was in it. I was part of a collective consciousness. Everyone was reeling a little bit, and then once I got into it, I was okay. I think it was just the general, everything just came unplugged, and it left everyone. Even now, it kind of feels like we're in a holding pattern. We're getting used to it.
Yeah, getting over that initial shock and learning how to deal with it.
So, yeah.
I'm glad you are doing well.
You're well as well?
Yeah, I'm well as well. And I'm really excited that you've just released the 11th studio album, The Pretenders' Hate for Sale. It came out on Friday, and it is chocked full of great songs. Now, one of the songs in particular just really resonated during this quarantine that we've all been in. And the song Didn't Want to Be This Lonely, it brought on a whole new meaning, wouldn't you say?
I suppose you have to kind of define loneliness. Loneliness takes many guises. A lot of people are dying of loneliness. I think, probably people are making a lot more phone calls during this lockdown. And there's ways to, I don't know, some people have dogs, they live with people. But it was a moment, definitely, where people seem to be a lot more, face-to-face with themselves and really face-to-face with the choices that they've made, leading up to this.
Wow, that's really well put. Well, those are some of the moments that have been captured in the song Now. We'll get into what inspired the song when Chrissy wrote it. After we hear The Pretenders' Didn't Want to Be This Lonely on KVNA-FM.
Didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. But I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. Wanna be this lonely? No, I didn't wanna be this lonely. No, this lonely.
KVNA FM from the new Pretenders album, Hate for Sale. That song, Didn't Want to Be This Lonely. I'm with Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. And now, what's really the meaning behind the song?
No, the song was just, it was our little kind of rockabilly moment on the album. And, really, the songs are pretty lighthearted on this album. It's saying, essentially, I dump you, but I didn't know I was going to feel like this. But
yeah.
I'm so glad I did it, but I didn't know I was going to feel like this.
Right. Okay, well, we've all been there, so that's something we can all relate to.
I'm writing about mundane subjects, ordinary stuff, but that's kind of, that's the subject of rock music, I suppose.
So something I can't relate to is my voice has changed over the years. Yours has gotten stronger and sounds fantastic. What do you do to keep yourself fit vocally?
Well, I quit smoking.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I quit smoking. Took me a long time. I used to roll my own. I was never like a 20-pack, 20 a day. Yeah, I had smoked pretty consistently since I was about 16. So when I quit, I think that gave me a second wind, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, well, congratulations. That's quite a feat to overcome, and I'm glad you're staying healthy. Now, you've got a new songwriting partner on this album. Would you care to elaborate?
James Wohlborn, who I've worked with now for, about 15 years. We've done a lot of touring. He played on the Valbon Woe album. We have fun. We really like playing together. Thought we would write when we were on the road, but it just never happened. I think on the road you think, we'll have all this time. But, you're kind of preoccupied on the road doing shows and stuff. So we really made an effort to do it on this album.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you did, because I just love how the guitarist for the Pretenders, by the way, is he even old enough to remember when the Pretenders came out?
He's just turned 40. So, yeah, but James was one of these guys who his dad took him and his brother to see every music act that came through London all of his life. His dad's a huge music fan.
Wow.
So he saw everyone from Liza Minnelli to any band you can think of. He just grew up surrounded by music, loving music, and he plays all the keyboards on the album. I really love the way he plays piano. He can play anything, and that in itself isn't enough, because you've got to have a certain style and you've got to have taste, and taste is according to what you like. So,
right.
He's one of the last of the great guitar heroes, I think.
Wow. Wow, that's quite a title. Together, you've really tapped into kind of that original punk theme inspiration of the Pretenders. So I think you hit magic on this album. What do you think?
Well, I think so. I lost two members in 1983, I think it was, to drug overdoses. So if anyone doesn't know that, now you know it. And so James Honeyman Scott, who died when he was 25, he didn't really have time to make much of a mark, but he did, because every guitar player that I've worked with subsequently has been a huge fan of Jimmy Scott. I think he really was one of the great guitar players.
Wow.
And he had his own sound. He created the Pretender sound. I mean, we did it together, but he really was, it's all about guitars. And he brought in that sort of jangly, he's just a great player, and he had something really unique. So all my subsequent players have listened to him a lot and been influenced by him, because otherwise why would they want to work with me if they weren't a fan of his? So we wanted to make like a four-piece rock band album, short songs, just kick-ass, stuff you could dance to.
Yeah.
A variety of, styles that are, it's just traditional stuff. I mean, James's favorite artist is Elvis Presley. I love Hendrix and I like psychedelic stuff. So it's very sort of, as John McEnroe would say, old school.
And speaking of early influences, the title track, Hate for Sale, turned into a homage for the Damned. We'll ask Chrissy about that after we hear the song. Hate for Sale from the Pretenders, KVNA FM.
Sale, hate for sale. He won't get hung and go to jail. He's got a but mostly he has head for sale. A call with locker and head and title. A guy like that's an arrogant idol. He takes and gets whatever he likes. A women, cars, and motorbikes. He dines on calves, butchered and bled. Tankards of wine, burgundy red. Handmade suits, shoes, and socks. Oh, his breath could stop the clock.
That's fun. KVNA FM, the title track to the new Pretenders release, Hate for Sale. And we're speaking with Chrissy Hynde, calling in from London.
It turned into a homage to the Damned because it just reminded me of the Damned. We didn't set out to do that. But of all the punk bands that were around in 1976 in London and going into 1977, it didn't last long, that scene. Although the Damned is still playing. They're still out there. I saw them a couple years ago.
Awesome.
I think the Damned were the most musical because punk wasn't really known for its musicality, but
right.
they were very musical.
Yeah. And what inspired your move to London from little old Akron, Ohio, all those many years ago?
Well, I loved the music, of course, and I wanted to see the world, and I couldn't speak any other languages. I suppose mainly I just wanted to be in England because all my favorite bands had come from here.
Wow.
So this is where I came, and then I just loved it and stayed. I didn't know I was going to stay, but I guess you could say, you know, it's my destiny. I've been here ever since, and I have an English band now, and, you know, I dared to dream.
I think that was actually a really fantastic marketing move, even before maybe you realized it, the fact that you were from the United States, you went to London, started a band, and when that band became successful there, it was almost automatic for it to catch on here in America.
Well, you know, I wasn't the first to do that. I mean, that's how it worked with Jimi Hendrix. Not that I would mention myself in the same breath as you know, Jimmy, because he is my ultimate number one.
Wow.
But sometimes, and it happens, some things just, I had more of that English rock band sensibility. I don't know how it would have panned out if I'd stayed in Akron, you know.
Right.
The Devo guys were there, and Parubu, and, you know, the waitresses and stuff. I had to be in England because I was very, the Beatles, the Stones, Jeff Beck, all the English players were the ones that really captured my, you know, I like West Coast music and New York music too, but I had to be here.
Yeah. And I love the person you've become and, of course, the talent you've become, too. So thank you for all those twists and turns in your life that have brought you to our radios.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You know, during the lockdown, you've been putting out a series of videos on your website, thepretenders.com. You and James are covering Bob Dylan songs, and they're just fantastic. How did that come about?
Set to do 60 shows around North America's journey and then go on and maybe do some shows with, I think, Elvis Costello in Australia. So, I mean, it was all booked. You know, I was already imagining sleeping in my bunk on the tour bus. And then all of a sudden it all stopped. When it all came to a screeching halt and we were all kind of stunned. And then James sent me, he said, listen to this. This is the new Dylan song. And he sent me Murder Most Foul.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that. And it completely lifted me out of this almost morose feeling I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so, grateful to Bob. There's many Dylan songs I've always wanted to try covering. I have covered a couple in the past. We did Forever Young, other songs of his, I can't think. We started it, and, you know, I do my part on the phone and send it over to him, and he'd do something and send it back to me.
Wow.
And then we send it to Chad Blake, who's a very famous, one of the most well-thought-of sound mixers anywhere. He's an L.A. guy, but he was working in real-world studios over here, and then he moved to Wales, way out in the sticks. He married a studio engineer, and still mixing music. He mixed my Alone album. He works with Dan Arbuck. He had sent me some photographs, and I think he said his youngest son was doing videos. I said, well, get him to do a video, including all the subjects in the photos you sent me. That was the first one in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And then it just went from there. So we just kept doing them because, we liked it.
So that's the mixing engineer in the videos, his family?
You can see him. Okay, his youngest son is breakdance Blind Willing to Tell.
Yeah.
And that's footage that they took when they did a road trip. They love the desert.
Out here in the West. Yeah, I recognize some of those places. Very cool.
Yeah, that's where they went on a road trip, used that footage. Well, Chad, he is kind of a sculptor on the side, too. And when he lived out in the desert, he used to go out and find junk and weld it together.
Uh-huh.
And that's him on What's a Sweetheart Like You Doing in a Dump Like This.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of digging around in the garden for junk, and he makes a little sculpture. So, yeah, that's my family.
Well, you sound like you're very involved still in the entire package of the Pretenders. Is that true?
Well, I am now more than ever, so I'm not doing anything. Things I wouldn't have had time to do, and that's what I've appreciated about it. You know, when you're on a tour bus and you're doing those shows, that's great. But, there's a lot of things that you just never have time to get around to now, and I've had time for them. So I've really appreciated that. And I started becoming a brown rice hippie again and cooking a bit for myself and things that, you just get in a lifestyle. And it was very nice to have everything come to a complete halt. Reconsider things. And
Reconnect with yourself, in a sense.
Absolutely. I think that's, like I said, you kind of come face to face where we were at was exactly in the middle of our choices.
Well, as you touched on earlier, the power of music, and I have to say, the couple of songs that were released from Hate for Sale prior to the album kind of helped us through our stay-at-home order. So thank you for helping provide some of that musical sanctuary.
Well, that's wonderful to hear that. And we're all the same. Everyone that loves music, it goes in waves. You know, sometimes you get on with other things in life. You might have that. Everyone has that in common. Everyone loves music, and everyone takes it very personally, and you can only tell if it's good or bad by how it affects you. So that's the only way you can judge it.
Very well put. Well, Chrissy Hine of The Pretenders, The Hate for Sale, the 11th studio album from The Pretenders, now available, just came out on Friday. And thank you so much, Chrissy, for talking to us here in Northern Arizona on KVNA-FM, and we hope to see you on the road.
Absolutely. I'm there.
All right. Chrissy, have a wonderful day, and thanks for chatting with us.
Well, thank you.
Can't do all this talking about the new Pretenders without going back to their debut album. Here's Brass in Pocket on KVNA-FM.
Got brass in pocket. Got battle. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you, make you. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detailed leaning. No reason, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs. Gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep. Nobody
got new skank. Sorry, got something winking.